It's time to present Scott DuPont to bring you another episode of Finance Your Movie with tips and strategies to help you get your money to tell your story. It's time!
Today's a really important topic. On this episode, I want to talk about filling the missing holes in your team. People usually invest because of you, your personal connection. There has to be some sort of trust or rapport before they do even a slightly risky investment. They could be excited about the project, they like the story or the mission, or perhaps they're just simply really excited about the uniqueness of the project and the ROI potentials. For example, if you're doing a micro-budget horror, that can attract a lot of people as well. But potential investors and all of these other factors, there's one thing that is a must. It's so important. Potential investors also have to believe in your team. And what's the old saying? You're only as strong as your weakest link. So it's your job or your producing partner's job to get the word out and start sharing the business plans. By the way, it always helps if there's another person or several people helping you do that outreach for the funding. Two people sharing business plans is a lot better than one. That way you can share twice as many, or if you have three people, three times as many business plans to all of your different individual circles and networks. And when potential investors look at your project, they read the synopsis, they see the business plan, they will look very, very closely at your team. Just like when people are buying a new home, they're going to ask, they're going to look at the brochure, they're going to look who the builder is, what kind of track record does this builder have, who the architect is, how long has the construction company been around. So all of this important information about your team and your team's experience, it's critically important. Now, let's just say this is your first or your second feature and you have no track record. And a potential investor asks you, hey, Scott, what was the ROI your last film gave investors? Or let me see your track record of your other films that have been successfully distributed. Or another question I get all the time is, have you gotten good movie critic or audience reviews? Because I can't find them on your last two movies. Now, a great team with years and years of experience can not only help address all of these issues, but they can answer all of the questions that potential investors will have. So you need to make sure you start with a killer, unique, sellable, and marketable project first. That should go without saying. That starts with a great script, a great story, but then you also need this veteran team I'm talking about, this team in place, and you need at least one or two people to complement your existing team. And these one or two people need to have some gray hair, meaning a decade or two or three decades of experience in the industry and or some successful results in the movie business. Maybe they have 5 or 10 movies that have been distributed. Maybe one or two of them are very recognizable films, or at least have a few films out there on Amazon or Tubi so that your potential investors can see the level of quality that somebody on your team has done. So when you start reaching out and sharing your business plan, that once again has to be a killer business plan, and it's going to include this veteran team of people in place, you, your partners, and the one or two people with gray hairs, the older, wiser, experienced producer or producers you bring on, that will give your investor absolute confidence and will also shift your mindset and give you huge confidence at the same time. Now, the good news is, if you have a seasoned producing partner or a veteran talented director with a track record, if you're really serious and you have a detailed, focused plan, and you offer sometimes even just a little bit of money to get one or two of these people attached to your team, unlike talent, which you can usually not get signed unless you have proof of funds, a SAG bond ID number to share, and a very precise lock shooting schedule. That's really the way you're going to get talent signed. And anything before you get your funding, you're just spinning your wheels. You're not going to get a serious, serious, recognizable name talent. But you can get a very qualified, experienced veteran producer partner or director attached for very little, and sometimes no money up front, just a really attractive legal agreement that once you raise the money, they can be in your business plan, that person or those people, they're guaranteed a job at X number of dollars, even if it's a low budget project, because all these people are looking for work. Now, this could be your line producer, which is very important, as many potential investors will ask you, especially lower budgeted films under $1 or $2 million. Hey, Scott, are you sure you can execute a high production value film for this little money? And also, do you still have plenty of money left over for marketing the film so that an audience actually sees it? That one single decision to pay a little bit of money to bring in an experienced line producer who has done 25, 50, 100, 200 budgets, and most importantly, has produced over a dozen or perhaps over two dozen, three dozen films that your potential investors will recognize one of them or be able to see those projects, that will boost their confidence in you and will often be the difference helping sway them, the potential investors, seriously considering your project as an investment as well. At the same time, like I said, it gives you and your team 100% confidence in your project, and you'll also have confidence that you'll be able to make this movie on whatever the budget number comes in with a healthy contingency. And if you don't take the step to get a rock solid detailed line item budget, you're playing with fire, man. Trust me. Now remember, potential investors never look at this detailed line item 30 or 40 or 50 page budget. They only see the single page top sheet. And at the very top of that single document, that top sheet, it will read this budget prepared by John Doe. Now, since that is the only name that your potential investors will see on this critically important document, they will likely Google John Doe's name, or maybe they'll go to IMDb and type in John Doe, and they'll see what other films John Doe has budgeted or has line produced. Now, if John Doe has only produced two short films and a music video, and you're getting ready to do a $1.5 million feature-length motion picture, that's not going to give your potential investors any confidence. Once again, you must have an experienced veteran team with a track record. And sometimes it's just adding one single person to the team that you really want to work with. Because most of the times, this is human nature, you're going to build the team of your friends or people you went to film school with or people you've done other production with. That's very, very natural. That synergy, that positive energy, that's all great. But sometimes all it takes is adding a single experienced producer on your team. Or if you're not ready to step up as a director for a $500,000, your first feature-length motion picture, maybe you bring in an experienced director. Quick example here. A potential client right now I'm speaking with, he wants to do a true crime documentary, and they plan on shopping it first as a finished standalone documentary, or they may choose to shop it also as a shorter version pilot. And of course, they're going to end up at the end of the day with hundreds of extra hours of footage that they'll be able to market it as a potential series. So they have two bites at the apple, one to sell it as a documentary. The other option is to sell it as a series. Great options for investors. Now, the first thing I suggested is if I end up coming on board is I will work with getting a fellow PGA member attached to their project with true crime experience because I don't have any. That means real field production experience, possible connections with distribution in the crime project realm genre, or they're hopefully going to have a resume with multiple true crime projects that have made money and are in distribution right now. By the way, their team right now is pretty solid. The lead producer slash director, he went to film school, has over 20 years of production experience in various capacities, including two or three feature projects. They also have two legal investigators. They have some detectives that are involved with the project, willing to go on camera. They've got a lot of research, and they've been deeply, deeply involved in this research for this fascinating project for years. I'm simply on board as a consulting producer with real experience, but I've never done, distributed, or made any money off a true crime type of project. So you got to think two steps ahead of what potential investors may look for, and they will likely ask about. And one question that will probably come up for these guys is, hey, Tom, what is your track record of producing and distributing and making money on this type of true crime project? It's a very specific, unique genre. And that is the gaping hole they have. And I pointed this out to my potential client, and we'll see. If we end up working together, we'll go to work quickly filling that hole with one or two true crime producers, either as a co-producer, an advisor, a creative consultant, something. Now, I have no idea why so many filmmakers miss these gaping holes in their business plan and on their team, but this is a big reason why about 95% of all, why all indie filmmakers, 95% at least, never get their funding. Let me give you another quick restaurant example, because everyone listening to this podcast has probably been out to a restaurant in the past couple months. If you're looking to raise, let's just say you want to open up a restaurant, and you're looking to raise $500,000, your typical film budget, by the way, for an indie, to start a restaurant in your hometown because there's no Mexican restaurants there. Now, logically, if you can bring in a great restaurant with unique food that the community has no other options and there's demand without any competition, it could be very successful. Kind of the same risk factor as a film, really, to be honest. Now, if this is your idea, and you're part of the business plan, the main, one of the main people, and you don't have 5 to 10 years with restaurant management experience, and if you don't have a good team, including one or two veteran chefs with years of experience, and an in-house accountant or office manager with food and beverage experience, you need to get a reality check. The bottom line, the first step, is you build a team. This is in any business or any industry. And the great news about the film industry, because so many veteran directors, producers, line producers, consultants, they're all jumping from project to project to project. There are literally thousands of them, thousands of producers with incredible resumes that you can attach to your project. Usually, like I said, for very little money, sometimes nothing, because they're looking for their next job. And if you were the person going out and raising the money, you'll be able to hire them for a job in about 6 months' time. And if you don't believe that there are literally hundreds of these people in your local community, just go to productionhub.com and take a look who is out there. Trust me. Now, it's up to you to vet them and find the one or two people who might be a good fit for you and your team. You got to interview them, see if they align with the type of movie or the type of documentary you want to make. And then you get one or two of these people attached where you have your holes in your production team. And let me also share a real example from an actual investor who came on board one of my projects, I guess it was about 2 months ago. So this is the email I got. If I said this on my previous podcast, I apologize, but I wanted to get this out there for this specific episode because this is a great example. This is what the investor, after sending me a check, wrote. Hi, Scott. We are humbled and grateful to be invited by a 30-plus-year veteran in the film industry to invest in your latest film. I look forward to meeting up with you later this month. Cheers. Now, quick recap. Be honest with yourself and look if there are any holes in your production team or any position or areas where it would help during the fundraising process. And of course, the filmmaking itself, if you were able to bring on board a veteran team member with decades of experience. If there are, reach out to one of those people, make an attractive offer, get something in writing that makes sense to them. It always has to be a win-win. And then at the end of the day, remember, most people in this business are thinking about their next job or what film they're going to be working on next year. And you would be pleasantly surprised who you can attach to your team that will make all your potential investors feel warm and fuzzy, meaning they're going to feel confident having at least one or two super, super experienced producers or a director in the business plan that's going to help safeguard their money and have a much, much better possibility of ROI. And that you'll be able to execute a great film, get wide distribution, and hopefully, like I said, make their money back along with a great profit.
It's time!
There's never been a better time to make your own film. And if you have a dream project you're excited about and 100% committed to getting it funded, go to financeyourmovie.com, click on the green telephone, you'll see our calendar and find an open spot. We'll do a one-on-one call, which will be the best hour you've ever spent getting clarity and strategy towards financing your movie.